feeling good for this Monday. Help you feel a little bit better, even more, is our next guest. We are joined this morning by nutritional therapist Jeanette Hyde. She joins us to talk about your gut. 4 weeks to nourish your gut, revolutionize your health, and lose weight. Jeanette, good morning. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning.
So let's talk about the gut. It's a three-letter word. I don't think it's scientific, right? I mean, what constitutes the gut?
We're talking about the digestive system. So this is just one long tube that goes all the way from the mouth to the anus. And there's lots of new stuff coming out about this area of the body that used to be quite ignored and people didn't think it was very interesting. So my book is all about how to eat to maximize your health by targeting gut health. I mean, the main thing being that this thing called the microbiome. So we've got these trillions of bacteria. They go all the way along the digestive system. But the highest quantity of this bacteria is actually in the colon, and it weighs 3 or 4 pounds. And we used to think this was of no interest medically to us whatsoever. And then in the last few years, there's been a tsunami of research into this area. And we now found out that we have to take a lot of notice of this and get this bacteria thriving if we want to have good health, but also if we want to lose weight.
Explain how, I guess, all of that bacteria and all the things that are going, because we think of what we eat, and then sometimes we see what happens at the other end, and then we wonder, well, how did it all get through, and why, what I ate seems to be coming out, or why is it not coming out as fast, that type of thing. What is happening in there, and how are we changing it? How is our modern society, I guess, changing what's happening in that digestive system?
What's happened is, I guess in the past, in the 20th century, we all used to talk a lot about calories in and calories out, didn't we? That was sort of seemed to be the main focus, especially with weight control. But what's happened now is we realize that the food that we're eating, we shouldn't be worrying too much about what we're eating for us. We need to worry about what we're feeding this bacteria. So what happens is if you include, for instance, a huge variety of color in your diet and fiber, different vegetables, herbs, fruit, but with all the fiber attached still. I'm not talking about juicing things. You need to get all the fiber going through you so that this bacteria can have a feeding frenzy on the color, the plant chemical colors, and also the fiber. And when it starts really proliferating and becoming very diverse in there, then that bacteria is signaling and influencing lots of other systems in the body. And one of them is our weight, in terms of having cravings and also our metabolism. So actually, you can be eating lots and lots of food and very enjoyably and control your weight if you think a bit more about getting all the color in there.
You mentioned the greens. What are some of the foods that maybe we should be staying away, that maybe we're eating and should perhaps put to the side?
Well, I mean, the thing that isn't terribly good for any of us is the amount of sugar that we're having in the diet. So if you think about, it's hidden in so many things. And, you don't want to feed the bad bacteria in the gut. You've got good bacteria and you've got bad bacteria. So you don't want to be feeding that bad bacteria, because if you do, you're going to end up with your bacteria out of balance and you're going to have terrible cravings for more sugar and more junk, basically. The other thing, it's not a food, of course, but when we have antibiotics, they can really be like a sledgehammer on this gut bacteria, and that again can leave us feeling lots of cravings and not good for our metabolism after we've had them. So just good to be kind of a bit very questioning each time that you discuss antibiotics with your doctor. They may kill your ear infection, but they're also going to they could have an impact on this gut bacteria, which can affect your weight, but also it's involved in your mood and your immune system as well. So you're going to catch more things if you've had antibiotics. So it's just to be really careful and discerning when you do and don't take those. The other big thing is a lot of us are having, you know, the standard American diet. All around the world, a lot of us are in that pattern. But there's not a lot of different color and fiber in that. You know, breakfast cereals for in the morning, sandwich at lunch, bowl of pasta or something, or, you know, French fries with whatever in the evening. It's all very beige, and you're not getting all that fiber and that color. And the other thing that we don't do anymore is, you know, in the old days, we used to have much more fermented food. And fermented food, was we didn't have refrigeration. So, you know, things like cabbage would be put in jars with salt to ferment. But that meant that we were getting lots and lots of this beneficial live bacteria from those kind of fermented foods. And when you eat those, and that bacteria travels all the way down to your colon, again, that sort of helps, you know, gut bacteria proliferate and keep a really healthy microbiome. And that, again, can help with weight control and immune system and many other things. So it's just about getting into this mentality of feeding your gut bacteria the right stuff.
We're talking to the author of The Gut Makeover, Jeanette Hyde, here, nutritional therapist. How do we know that we don't seem, that our gut's not working properly? Do we just not feel well, or are there symptoms or signs or things we can look toward?
That's really interesting, because it can be very varied, but it can be anything from the fact that you don't eat a lot of food and you can't lose weight. And I meet women all the time who, in my private practice, who I look at their food diaries, and they're eating 1,500 calories a day. They've been doing it for years, and they're quite overweight. And I mean, they might at the weekends, on those days, go over that calorie count, because by then they do want to have half a bottle of wine or do whatever. But, you know, a lot of the time they're just eating these 1,500 calories a day, and they're not able to lose weight. So if you find that your weight's completely stuck, I'd really say start having a look at this sort of feeding the bacteria thing, because it might be the trigger that kind of changes everything. The other thing that is very common is people talk about, oh, I've got IBS-y kind of symptoms. You know, the constipation, the loose stools, the bloating, all this kind of thing. And that is usually a very strong sign that your gut bacteria is out of balance and needs some help. And quite often you start eating in the way that I've been describing just now, you can see results very quickly. I've worked with so many people on this now, and they've been so surprised that, you know, within a few days, quite often the bloating that's gone on for a long time, they're coming out the other side of it.
All right, we're starting a new month sort of here a little bit. We're on the Monday, our first day of the week. This is sort of a four-week plan. Get us started. What do we need kind of do as the sort of the first week to get involved in this gut makeover?
Well, the first thing I would say is read the book, and read it twice even, maybe, because I think the main thing to do is so much success comes down to planning. And also, I quite often say to people, you know, because they want to rush into starting a new plan quite excited, and I'm like, look in your diary and just check you haven't got any big obstacles to this in the next few weeks. You know, for instance, you've got a family wedding, or there's some sort of big party that you're going to where you're probably going to drink a lot of alcohol that's not going to be very good for your gut, and you're going to be, you know, all the sugar and the cake and all the sort of stuff's going to be there. So try and sort of pick a 4 weeks, which is, you know, where you can be really, really focused. And yeah, it is about the planning, the shopping, and, you know, but the main thing about this plan is, you should not be going hungry. You have three main meals a day, and you have a 12-hour overnight fast. But there's no snacking in between. And people find also that within a few days, they're not feeling hungry either. But a lot of us, even I, used to sort of, I was taught that you have to have small meals often and frequently, and maybe even a snack before bed, so that your blood sugar is leveled out. But what's really interesting with the gut bacteria is that when that gets back in balance, that has an impact on your blood sugar levels as well, without you having to eat all day long.
Yeah, the word superfoods here, that's kind of a catch that everybody looks at. Is there superfoods related to the gut that we can really hone in on when we head to the grocery store?
Yeah, and cheap ones as well. So you don't have to spend a fortune on, you know, some of the more exotic things. When I was doing the research for this book, you know, I found that just common bananas are really great food for feeding gut bacteria, because they contain something called inulin, which is a type of prebiotic fiber, a special fiber that the gut bacteria particularly like eating. And cold potatoes was the other one. You know, again, in the past, we were all told, you know, potato's not good for balancing blood sugar levels and might help make you put on weight. It's completely different if you're eating cold potatoes. So there are 50 recipes in the book, and, yeah, one of them is my mother-in-law's famous German potato salad, which is really delicious, and you make it with extra virgin olive oil as the vinaigrette on top, because the olive oil also contains special elements in the colour to feed the good bacteria, but also the cold potatoes have this thing called resistant starch, which is this type of fibre that gut bacteria particularly like eating.
Does it have bacon in it, though? I know German potato salad has little bits of bacon.
I haven't put it in my one, but you could put bits of bacon in there as well. They love a bit of bacon, don't they, in German cooking? When I go to Germany, yes. My husband's German, everything has bits of bacon in it, you know, like every stew, every soup, every salad, yeah.
Well, you know, the key to any kind of diet or food that we eat, I mean, sometimes start with our taste buds. They seem to be the enemy or the friend of what happens to the gut. So we got to please them, I guess, in order to please the gut.
That's right. And that's another, just talking about, you know, when you're sort of eating, I talk a lot in the book about eating your food mindfully and slowly. And I mean, I used to be the worst culprit of this, you know, eating on the run and sort of just shoving food down quickly. But the problem is, if you don't chew your food down into tiny, tiny, tiny particles, then you're going to get undigested particles of food getting all the way down into that colon and causing the gut bacteria to get out of balance. So sometimes things as simple as trying to chew each mouthful 20 times. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's something soft, it might be 10 times. If it's a piece of steak, it might be 30 times. But just generally, just trying to remind yourself to chew properly so that the food gets broken down. And the other thing that I find a lot of is that people come to me who've had acid reflux and, you know, heartburn for years and years and years, and you get them chewing their food properly. And that can really, really improve things. And it's just such a simple, cheap thing to do. It doesn't cost you any money. You don't have to buy any over-the-counter medicines for it. And you can go a long way on that.
Sounds good. I guess the more things, when you're battling one type of a medicine, it always has interest. You know, it goes to your gut, and who knows what it's doing to a lot of those microorganisms.
Oh, yeah. That are in there. And that's the problem. A lot of those medicines that people, like the proton pump inhibitors, for instance, which people are often prescribed for, heartburn, they are going to have an impact further down the line and make the gut bacteria get out of balance. So then that can have an impact on your weight. So, yeah, it's tough.
It's called The Gut Makeover. If people want to find out more about this book or you, where's a good place to get some more information about this forgotten organ?
Sorry?
Where can we get more information about your book as well as what you...
Oh, right, yes. It's available on Amazon. It's at the big Barnes & Noble stores. If you go on my own website, JeanetteHyde.com, there are links to all the places that are selling it. I also do a newsletter, and I'm on various social media as well, where I'm put recipes and tips and things about this all as well.
Sounds great. We appreciate your time, Jeanette. Thank you for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you.
It is Jeanette Hyde, nutritional therapist, joining us this morning with the book, The Gut Makeover.